The truth of the matter is, the cross is where the new rule is established, and it takes faith to believe that. And I'm afraid most Christians and most Christian preaching goes both ways all the time. They dip it out of this, they dip it out of that, and they've never set their people free. They all, isn't it amazing how many conferences we come up to set the people free? But we keep them enslaved to the old rule, and there's no freedom in that old rule.
Exactly.
When Jesus said, "I've come that you might life have life and that more abundantly," he didn't mean to live like a hell and expect heavenly results. What he meant was, "I'm going to take you." What did John say? Translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness is all about the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, and boxing you and trapping you and packaging you, leaving there afraid till you believe your junk. Translating to the kingdom of light is all about a new rule. The cross is my place of glory. Now I have a whole new priority system, a whole new outlook on life. I no longer glory in the flesh. I see no advantage to it anymore, because I'm a man of the spirit.
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you've got to really believe that, or you ain't going to live that. And that's not going to happen automatically. You need a revelation of the new rule. And then you say, "Well, I see that cross for what it is. I am no longer glory in the flesh. I see no advantage to it." But as long as you are feeding your flesh, you'll always look for advantage in the flesh. And I pity you. You are in a miserable state. You're on a conveyor belt leading you to hell, man. You are. You see, those who live by the new rule say, "I now glory in the cross." And it's by the crimson love, the blood of that cross, that I overcome. You have to overcome with all the old rules. I overcome by a new one. I have no more confidence in your rules. My new rule is, there's no advantage in the flesh. I'm a man of the spirit. I'm a woman of the spirit. And I now glory in the power of the cross. I like it where my relationship to the old rules, the world system, has been crucified, he says here. I've been crucified to the world, and the world crucified to me. It's been taken care of on the cross. I have a new system I live by now.
Amen.
I don't live by that system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. That's given us all things freely to enjoy, so go ahead and enjoy yourself. But you'd better understand the terms and conditions of that pleasure. I am now in Christ, and my righteous flesh adds nothing. It adds nothing. And the advantages of your righteous flesh add nothing. You've got to see that. You see, I think that I've been watching these things for decades. People's faith doesn't work when they don't apply the new rule. You can't come in on both rules. Until you get to the place where you say, "You know, I'm living under a new system here. I've been translated into the kingdom of light. I'm a man of the spirit. My glorying is in the power of the cross and the overcoming blood that flowed from it. And now I don't live by those old rules, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. I live by new rules. I give glory to the cross and nothing else. And that's going to be the power in my life." We are now for new results and a new way of getting them through the cross to God's glory by faith. That doesn't necessarily exalt my flesh. We're not glory seekers. Are you seeking glory? I mean, it's normal to want a good job, decent salary. But are you seeking glory? Or do you give the glory to the cross? We're not glory seekers, folks. I want to give you, if I get to them, five great principles on living by the new rule. And I want to just say this before we even get to the principles, and this is very important for you to hear. If you begin to work things out in your flesh, your faith will fail you.
Yes.
Because the flesh and the faith are not only contrary, but the flesh, if you put the flesh in your faith will fail you. That's why he says, set this before you, not that.
Right, amen.
When I'm praying for someone, for this to be saved, I don't care where they lived, and they're in trouble, I don't want a day-by-day blow of all their responses, because my faith will fail me. I want to hear what God said. I'll speak that out. I'll pray that out. I'll watch for it to happen. I'll celebrate that. But if you stick the physical in my face, and that's true on every level of life. Some of you keep putting the flesh in your face and wondering why your faith doesn't overcome it. God didn't say, what did he say? The spirit is willing, man. But you know something? That flesh of yours, when in that context, when it says it is weak, it means it will win. We don't glory in the flesh. Something pretty big to you. We aren't in competition with the flesh. We're not in competition with the flesh. The flesh has already been crucified and publicly embarrassed on the cross. We're a people of the spirit. You better watch what battle you're trying to win. And the old rules don't apply. You've got to count on divine intervention. That's the difference in glorying on the cross and glorying in the old rules. You need divine intervention. And some of you, oh, bless your heart, you understand that, but you just refuse to walk by faith, but that's the only way you're going to get divine intervention. And it's not coming a day soon, and it definitely won't come a day late. You'll get it on time, in time, every time, and God expects you, because you're walking by love, to know that's going to happen and to walk trusting in Almighty God. It's the only way he'll build your faith. The old rules don't apply. Count on divine intervention. And if you try to apply the old rules to your Christian life, that's exactly why you're failing. That's exactly why the promises don't come true. Because although there's wise practice, whether it's home, work, play, church, wherever, that's not the old rules.